rest of the story. You are about to learn the secrets of a sacred and mysterious order, an order served by the chosen few. Call them priests, call them knights, call them sentinels if you like. They're all that and more. And so elite is this priesthood that only about 500 who ever served thus are alive today. So, behold, the dedication of such a man. Throughout his novitiate, he lives in a chamber under the ground where he meditates and studies, because one day he'll be called upon to recite a long and detailed catechism by heart. He may walk among us, but he may not speak to others, nor may he drink alcohol, nor may he watch television. He must focus, you see, day and night on the responsibility which he has accepted and on the honor of the order he serves. Indeed, even after he has left the order, he will wear a wreath-shaped insignia for the remainder of his life, an emblem of his devotion. He must spend 5 hours each day preparing his vestments for the solemn sacrament he conducts. 5 hours each day. Few will meet the rigid requirements of those merely aspiring to do what he does. For example, shorter than 5'10", taller than 6'4", he's turned away. The ritual he performs, all of it on sacred ground, is exacting as no other, profoundly symbolic. 21 paces from one point to the next, 21 seconds hesitation before returning, and on, and the ritual is repeated around the clock, each and every day of the year, around the clock. And for one who has taken on such a commitment, he gives no less than 2 years of his life. The order itself has been established for roughly a century. For more than half a century, its devotees, all of them, have come from the same place, a solitary location in Virginia called Fort Myer. Fort Myer, because the 3rd United States Infantry, and only the 3rd Infantry, may nurture the chosen few. After they are chosen, and while they are in training, they must live in an underground barracks, under a grave in which lies the one they honor, whose name no one knows. That's right. These priests, these knights, these elite and silent sentinels who prepare their vestments, their uniforms with such meticulous care, they conduct their cherished sacrament, they perform their solemn duty outdoors every day, and at least once in a hurricane. And the 21 paces, the 21 second pause, evokes the ultimate military honor, the 21 gun salute, because the Order of the Honored Grave, the exclusive society whose members must uphold its dignity forever after, is dedicated to one objective, one mission, to guard that grave now and evermore. You may have visited Arlington National Cemetery. You may have witnessed that commitment to the sanctity of the tomb of the unknown soldier. Only now, probably for the first time, now you know the rest of the story.